Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome you to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live right here in the UK in Studio One. I will apologise to each and every one of you first of all, as you can probably hear, I'm full up with a cold. Well, not so much a cold, but kind of like tonsillitis. I think that's it's coming on, and I feel absolutely dreadful. But never mind, the show will go on. I am waiting for my guest to come on the show. I've got a wonderful guest, and you know I'm so excited to bring my guest back on today. And I know that she is calling in. Let me just see where I'm going here. I think this may be my guest. Let me just clarify, make sure. Just give me a second. Very difficult here when you're producing yourself. You know, I think this may be my guest. Hi, is this my guest, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Michelle, loud and clear.
Oh, good.
How are you?
Oh, good. I'm great. How are you, Mike?
Well, Michelle, as you just probably heard, I've developed a bit of tonsillitis today. You know, I was eating dinner. Oh, absolutely dreadful. I was eating my dinner today. I'm really enjoying the, you know, the roast dinners I always do to my sisters.
Uh-huh.
And just as I took the last mouthful, I thought, ooh, that felt like razor blades going down.
Uh-huh.
And ever since, my throat feels as if it's like three times as big, and it feels like if it's on fire. So, but Michelle, never mind. The show will go on, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thank you for going on, even though you're sick. I don't know. I probably would have canceled if it were me. I'm a big baby when I get sick.
Well, Michelle, I'm going to lay you into a little secret. So am I. I've got my wonderful partner with me, Kerry. And, you know, I've had her running around making me tea and really looking after me. But secretively, she's just as bad as me because I think I've caught her off her. So,
yeah.
You know, so I'm a little bit of a baby as well when it comes to being ill.
Yeah, I can, you know, I'm a medical intuitive, so I can definitely sense that in your throat. I don't think it's going to last. I think it's just going to be a couple of days and you'll be fine.
Well, I hope so, Michelle. Otherwise, I'll be straight to the doctors. I really will. You know, give me some medication, give me some antibiotics and get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michelle,
so how have you been?
Well, that's what I was just going to say to you. You know, it's been a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. I think three years.
Well, it has really. It's probably been about that, you know. And it seems like as if we've been like passing ships in the night. Every time that you're on, I've been off. And it's been difficult to catch up with each other. And
yeah.
You know, you know, as you know, Michelle, I absolutely adore working with you. I love your energy.
Oh, me too.
Be honest.
I love working with you too. One of my best mediums ever. I just completely respect your work and think you're the greatest.
Well, thank you very much. You know, and the feeling is mutual here as well. As I said, I absolutely adore your energy. I love working with your energy because it's such a pure energy. I know that since last time that we'd done a show, I think it was on your network, right here in Blog Talk Radio. And that was a while ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was on your network, and then you came on my show.
That's right,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I know that I remember that show because I was away, wasn't I? I was working away that that time, and I had to steal some internet connection from the local hotel where I was staying at, but which was fine,
mm-hmm.
and the show went along fine. But I know since then, Michelle, you know, you've come along in leaps and bounds, haven't you?
Yeah, my career seems to be exploding. I do local radio now on FM, San Diego's largest hit radio station. I appear there, and I do large groups such as yourself, large group demonstrations where you stand in front of a large group and give the messages of spirit loved ones.
Yeah.
As you do. And you were in the States recently, and I so wish we could have met up. And next time you're here, you have to come to San Diego, and we'll do an event together.
Most definitely, because, you know, I would look forward to that. I mean, I know that we were, like, probably miles apart. I mean, I was in Florida
at
the end of
really
last
far.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
I know at the middle of this year I'll be in New Hampshire, which, again, that's probably miles apart again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know,
you need to come to California.
Well, you know, that's definitely, you know, I've been discussing this with Kerry, and, you know, it's definitely a trip that I would love to make, not only just to meet you in person, but to work alongside you live.
I'd be honored.
Oh, the pleasure would be all mine. I really would. You know, just to stand on the same stage as you, I think that the spirit would have such a party with the two of us there together, definitely, you know?
Absolutely. It's already like that even on radio. I can't imagine in person.
Well, you know, I can just imagine the energy bouncing back and forth forth to us. But Michelle, I want to talk a little bit more about yourself a minute. I want to talk about your website, mysticshifts.com. That's right, isn't it? Mystic Shift.
Yeah, mysticshift.com.
And just tell me and my listeners here what they can expect to find if they go on to www.mysticshifts.com.
Well, I have quite a few videos. I've taken the time to make sure that my demonstrations get recorded and video put on tape so that people can see how I work. So you can also, there's video testimonials where clients of mine have spoken about their experience with me as a medium and how their life improved or how they got through a major loss in their life. And then there's a link there for my book, Gifts of Spirit is supposed to be coming out at the end of the summer. And what else can you find at my website? You can find out how to have a private reading.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. So we can find out all the information we need to find out about your work.
Exactly,
And I know we can catch you on Facebook as well, can't we?
Yes, I have a fan page, Medium Michelle, or you can send me a friend request at Psychic Medium Michelle with one L.
Okay. Because I know that, you know, that's where we probably do most of our communication is on Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Michelle, I know that recently you've just been voted one of America's best psychics. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That was in 2012, last year, and it was basically a voting where you could have your clients and fans send in an email vote. And
yeah.
So Medium Sharon Pugh was right up there with me as well, and John Edwards was right up there where we got the top 10 medium in the world. I'm surprised you weren't in the competition.
I didn't know anything about the competition, to be honest with you, Michelle.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not that big of a deal. You do get published in a book, and you get notoriety, and you know, you get the recognition for being the top medium in the world. But and then they do it every year, I didn't participate this year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know that you're embarking upon a new journey at the moment, aren't you? Something called BTVN. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about BTVN?
Yeah. Medium Sharon Pugh and Derek Kirkland, we are creating a wonderful new show. We're going to have our first show at the end of March, and it's three psychic mediums who get together, and then we take callers. You know, just like you and I, when we work together, it seems like more information comes through, and, you know, the callers definitely get better readings when there's two working together, so imagine three. So we're going to have wonderful guests, which we'd love for you to come on. Automatically, you're invited to be a guest, and
the pleasure of your mind to come on, Michelle, it really would, you know, and I look forward to chatting with you on more dates on that.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Where can we get to BTVN?
You could just send me a friend request, and then I just post the information there. On my, everything is done through Facebook, so if you're a friend, then you get all the information there.
Okay, so is this going to be on radio, or is it going to be...
It's TV, it's internet TV, so it filters through Google and some of the big stuff out there. It's basically, we call in through Skype, and then you can see all three of us. So it's a little bit, it takes it a step further from just regular internet radio. You can actually see us in person, you can see us on the screen interacting with you. So it's going to be a great show.
Okay,
it's
called
Sisters for the Soul.
So I'll make sure that I brush my hair for when I come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to get ready. You can't just sit in pajamas and no makeup on, or, you know, you have to look decent because everyone can see you.
You mean I have to wear makeup?
Not myself? You. Not
oh.
you.
I was going to say, I don't think that the mascara would suit my eyes.
I don't think Carrie would like that.
No, I think Kelly would get quite worried if I started wearing mascara and a bit of
lipstick.
Yeah,
exactly.
But, you know, I'm really looking forward to BTVN. I really am, because, you know, I think it's a wonderful way of moving things forward, isn't it? You know, and I know that each and every one of the listeners, our callers, I know that we've got a massive call line today for the show. And let me just give you information, because people do drop off, so... If you do want to call into the show and you are lucky enough to come on, and I say lucky enough because right now our call list is massive. I got to be honest. And Michelle, I must say, you know, this must be down to you, because even though that my shows are always full, but this quick is like wow. So, you know, Michelle, a big massive thank you there. But if you do want to call into the show, the numbers you need, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001, then 760-283-4611. But there is a Skype button at the top of the page on Blog Talk Radio. If you're not listening on Blog Talk Radio and you're listening through Mike Spurred FM or any other ways that we're broadcasting through Spreaker, through GHTR, whichever way you're listening, and you want to come through to that Skype button, simply type in www.blogtalkradio.com/Mike Spurred FM, and that's where you'll be able to find that Skype button, and that way it doesn't matter where to in the world you are, you can call in for free. And Michelle, I love doing that bit, calling for free. Isn't it wonderful? People can call in and have a reading with us for free.
Yeah, it's really a great service. I had a couple of people asking me last night if they could call in and get a reading, and they wanted to pay for one, and I said, no, you don't need to pay, just wait for me to be on radio and you can call in. So it's really good for people who can't afford to buy a reading.
You know, Michelle, I want to tell you a little story of why I started this network and why I started the radio. I mean, as you know, I've been in radio for many years, you know, local radio stations, not that I mentioned their names, but, you know, I used to be the one in-house medium for quite a large radio station here in the UK in South Wales. And Spirit made me aware of people like my mum. Now, my mum is a wheelchair user, and she isn't able to go around to any of the spiritualist churches. She isn't able to go to any of the venues that I work because of access and things like this. And Spirit told me that I need to start catering for people that's less fortunate than ourselves, and people like my mum.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I said to Spirit, how on earth can I do this? How can I possibly give something to someone that's like my mum? And the words come in, radio, you do radio. And I was like, how can I do radio that would reach across the world and it would cater for people like my mum that can't leave the home? Then all of a sudden, you know, as you know, I was on a different network, which was a wonderful network at the time. It really was. And then Blog Talk Radio come up. And what a wonderful way it is, from the comfort of your own home, that you can ring in, never mind if you have a disability or not. You can ring in and have a free reading. And see, not everybody can afford to buy a reading. But everybody's looking forward to turn your PC on or your laptop on or your iPhone or iPad or whatever and call in free for the show, particularly if you're using Skype, because that way it is 100% free. And I thought that's a fantastic way.
Well, you know, I did Blog Talk years ago, and it got to be a little too much for me, so I'm really happy that you're able to do it and provide that service for people.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. You know, it's really nice that of you saying that, because it does mean a lot, because I know that a medium of your standard and someone that's a very spiritual lady like yourself to say that, you know, it means a lot to me. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for that.
You're
Michelle,
very welcome.
I do have some music lined up here.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to play some music and maybe just one song and maybe go straight to the caller lines.
Okay.
So maybe we can just take 5 minutes, sit back, and this is a band that made it very big here in the UK. They called One Direction. They was on our version of X Factor. I know that you have X Factor in the USA.
Uh-huh.
They didn't win X Factor. They came very close, actually. But I know that this band came out to the USA and made it massive. And this is one of the latest, newest songs. It's a song, when I first heard it, Michelle, I gasped in my breath and I thought, you can't say things like that. That's terrible. I thought it was awful. Then my children started singing it to me. And I thought, well, actually, that is a sweet song, you know. We always take things on face value, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Without reading into the message, so to speak. And this is why I've chosen this song tonight, because I think we all need to, read beyond the message. So let me just press this button, Michelle, and we'll see what happens.
Great. Okay, sounds good.
In mind, it was meant to be, and I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine, but I love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mind. But if I do, it's you, always you, they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all these little things, you can't go to bed without a cup of tea. Maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep, though it makes no sense to me. I know you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if it's true, it's you, it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all these little things, you'll never love yourself half as much as I love you. You'll never treat yourself right, darling, but I want you to. If I let you know I'm here for you, maybe you love yourself like I love you. Oh, and I've just let these little things slip out of my mouth. Cause it's you, oh, it's you, it's you they add up to, and I'm in love with you. And all these little things, I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if it's true, it's you, it's you they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all your little things.
Well, Michelle, what did you think of that song?
That was a beautiful song.
It really was, wasn't it? You know, and when I first heard it, I was in work with my workmates.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped laughing. I was thinking, you can't sing songs like that. That's horrendous. And then when my kids started singing it to me, I was thinking, you know, the message is quite clear in itself. It doesn't matter what you think. If you're in love with someone, you're in love
mm-hmm.
with someone. You know, and
mm-hmm.
the message speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
It's those words itself. And, you know, it's not about what others see in us, it's what we see in ourselves, isn't it? That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's really beautiful, very sweet and simple, and it feels like a wedding song. Like, I would want to play that at my wedding someday, if that day ever comes.
Well, you know, Michelle, that day may come, you never know. I was saying the same thing myself not so long ago, that, you know, I'm destined to be on my own for the rest of my life, and then...
Yeah.
Let me quickly tell you how me and Kelly got together.
I would love to know, because that's a relatively new relationship.
Yeah, well, Kelly threw a virtual snowball at me, believe it or not. and, you know, we've been talking for years, you know, on and off, and just chatting over Facebook and actually on the radio as well, and just chatting generally.
Uh-huh.
And the snow came down in the UK quite horrendous. And Kerry asked me, do I want the snowball fight? And obviously, I had to accept the challenge, Michelle, obviously. Next thing I know, I had the message saying, whack, that one hits you on the back of the neck. I thought, right, you've got my attention now, girl. and the rest is history, so to speak.
Can I ask you a personal question? How did she understand mediumship and understand what you go through on a day-to-day basis? Is it compatible in the way that she can relate? Or does
Most
she have
definitely.
An ability herself?
Most definitely. She does have an ability herself. She has been live on air a few times now, not just on my show, but on other hosts of Mike Spirit FM. You know, we're actually doing our first live demonstration very soon together.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And, again, that's in the UK. That's in the Cobham Hams in Birmingham. And anybody wants to come along to that, they can go along to my Facebook page or Kerry's Facebook
mm-hmm.
page,
mm-hmm.
where they get all that information of where we're going to be doing our very first live demonstration together.
That
I'm quite
is so
nervous,
sweet.
Actually.
Well, yeah, you would be a little nervous. I mean, if it's your first time working together and you're in a relationship, but it's gonna go well. I'm sure it will.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fun. Definitely, it will be fun. Okay, so should we go to the phone lines here?
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay, so let's bring on our first caller. And I will say, I will ask everybody to be patient with us. As I said, there is lots of people online. I'm going to go through them. As the callers come in, I'll go through them in order. I'm not going to pick any favoritism. I've never done that. Never will do that. But just go through each and every one as they come in. So let's go to our first caller, which is Susan. Hi, Susan, are you there with us? Hi, Susan, are you there with us?
Oh, Suzanne, yes, I'm here.
Oh, you almost had okay, let's go to the next caller. Nearly. Susan, can I ask where you're calling from?
No. Oh,
can I ask you where you're calling from there, Susan?
You said Sue. Oh, my name's Suzanne.
Okay.
And
Susan,
I'm so happy to contact you.
Suzanne, I do apologize. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Parkland, Florida.
Wonderful. And, you know, is the weather beautiful there?
It's so beautiful. It's perfect here. 85.
You know,
my goodness. That's like San Diego.
Michelle.
I think it's 80 here today. Gorgeous.
Michelle, the last time I was in Florida, that's where I went when I was on tour there. It was 90 degrees. It was 100% humidity. And I came back with a cold.
Where in Florida were you?
I was in West Palm Beach.
Oh, okay.
It was absolutely beautiful. But the only thing, I caught a cold. How can you catch a cold when it's 90 degrees and 100% humidity?
You probably took a plane. That's why.
That's what it was. I took the plane. I'll design a set of wings, I think, and fly myself, you know, and then just jump across the pond.
Lemon and honey is good for your throat.
Thank you very much. I think that's why I need some lemon and honey.
And maybe
some antibiotics, I think.
Yeah, well, you might not need that.
Let's hope not. Let's have lots of healing tonight. Let's have lots of positive energy and lots of spiritual work. And I'm sure that will clear the throat, I'm sure. Okay, Michelle.
By the way, I just wanted to tell you that song. It's one of my favorite songs.
The last song we played, One Direction.
Sorry?
The song One Direction.
Oh, yes, that song that you just played. I didn't know the name of it, but I loved the words.
One Direction. It's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? It really is.
Yes.
Okay, Michelle, I know that we haven't really discussed how we're going to work tonight. So how do you want to do this?
We could just kind of switch back and forth. That's how I like to read that way, where you give information and then I can, and then we just kind of go back and forth, if that's okay.
That sounds absolutely perfect to me. Okay, so...
Well, I want to mention with Suzanne, I'll go ahead and go first with this caller. Okay. Suzanne, I'm tuning into you medical intuitively. I feel like sinus headaches, some kind of struggle with migraines with you, and also something in the upper respiratory, like maybe acid reflux or something like that. So I'm getting like health stuff with you.
I don't really get migraines.
Okay, I could be tuning into you, Mike.
Yeah, you most definitely are, because that's what I mean.
Okay, because
one of the things I never get are headaches, so I'm very fortunate in that area.
Yeah, I think it's you, Mike. I'm tuning into your, it's at the top, it's more on the left side than anything, and it's just pounding.
It is.
I think I'm just working to clear that out for you. Also, I want to mention a June birthday for you. Who has the June birthday in the family?
My husband.
Okay, so is his dad passed?
Yes.
So that's his dad coming through, wishing him a happy, you know, coming up, a birthday coming up. Just let him know that he's going to be there for his birthday.
Wow.
So what is your specific question?
Well, I don't have a question. I've been very distraught over a loss of a friend.
Okay. Was this breast cancer by chance?
No.
Okay, I've got someone coming through who passed who had breast cancer.
No, I don't even know anybody that's had breast cancer. I mean, I know people, but I don't know anyone who's died from it.
Okay, so you know someone currently living with breast cancer? I just need to place the breast cancer.
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's it. So I don't see your friend at the moment, but that doesn't mean she's here, but I need to connect you or give you some information about this person with the breast cancer.
Okay.
Give me her name, please.
Susan.
Okay, I'm just tuning into her for a second. She needs a huge upliftment, really struggling. She goes through waves. She goes through really being strong and being able to handle this, and she knows she's going to beat it, and then she kind of falls off the deep end and kind of gives up. So it's like a roller coaster for her. If you're good friends with her, let her know she's got three loved ones around her, and particularly a grandmother figure who's really closely with her, that she was close to.
I don't really know her that well. She's my daughter's boyfriend's mother, and she had breast cancer, supposedly in remission. She had it twice where it came back, and now they see in her lungs.
In her lungs now. Okay.
They saw a spot in her lungs. So.
She just needs a lot of encouragement, and just let her know that she came up in the reading.
Do you know how, you know, you can't tell me, I guess, what you see for her for the future? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't really say that. I just see a wave of emotion, as in she's triumphant, and then she gets up, mm-hmm. and then she's triumphant again. It's just like this huge roller coaster for her. God bless her. I hope that she does beat it.
Yeah, I do too. Like I said, I never met her. She lives in New York, and I'm here in Florida, so we're going to be meeting soon because they're very serious.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter, her son. So we shall see. Anything else?
The friend that you were wanting to connect with, I don't know if this is her. Now I'm going to my head, like some kind of a head. Either she had mental depression or Alzheimer's.
It's a male, first of all. It's a male, and it's
okay.
I don't know.
Who do you
know
that
talks
through
the... Michelle,
sure, go ahead, Mike.
Because I know I am aware of a gentleman that makes a connection to you from the spirit world there, Suzanne. And I know that this gentleman makes you aware that he passed very quickly. I know that he passed very suddenly home to the spirit world.
Yes.
Almost as if he makes me feel I was here 1 minute and in the spirit world the next minute. I feel as if I just want to fall from something, almost as if I'm like sat in my chair or I was laying in my bed and I just fell. And
that's
I know that... Sorry?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
That's exactly
I know,
what happened.
Perfect, because I know I just want to fall, and I know that I want to say that as I'm, you know, before my body hits the floor, my spirit has already crossed over, because I know that the fall was because of the spirit that already left the body at this stage.
Right.
And would I be right in saying, as he makes a communication, that he did suffer for a little while before he passes on to the spirit world there, because I know that he makes me aware his body was given up on him, because he makes me feel like a steam train, as if I'm running out of steam, running out of coal to fuel my fire, because I know that it's like my life seems to go like in fits and starts, for want of a better word there, because I know it's struggling. He struggled so much in his life. He tells me that he had lots of help, he had lots of support from this life before he passes. And he does tell me there that, you know, we need to let go, release. Do you understand you haven't had time to release the energies of this yourself? Is that right?
Yes.
And he tells me that you're spending lots of time thinking of him. You're spending lots of time worrying over him. Is he okay where he is? Is he okay in this spirit world? Because he says to me, I need to let you know he is fine and well from where he is in the spirit world. Excuse me. And he does make me aware to say to you as well, as he is fine and well, he says to me that and without me sounding offensively, Suzanne, and I don't mean to be offensively here, but he says, I'm doing a lot better than what you are, because you are bogged down, your mind is bogged down with worrying, concern, not just about him, but about lots of things in life in general, because I know that it seems to be as if it's one thing after another in your life, it's getting you down. Do you understand of this?
Uh-huh, yes.
And he says to me that, you know, since he has passed, he's learned to let go, if you like, let go of all the daily worries and strives. Because he says to me, all he needs to concentrate on now is to making sure that you start getting yourself back together there. Because that's all he wants, is for you to get back together. He tells me that there's lots of tears. I know that you've been shedding lots of tears, Susan. And actually, he tells me, since you called into the show here today, that you've been shedding lots of tears since you made that call. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because he says to me, all you want is for me to come forward. All you've been asking for, please, please, please come forward. Do you understand this?
See, absolutely. All I've been saying every single day. Yes.
Perfect, because he says to me, I'm there with you, I'm listening to you, I'm right by the side of you, okay? And you need to stop worrying, you need to stop worrying about him, because he is exactly right there by the side of you, okay? He says to me about your, let's go to your leg a minute. What's the problem with your left leg then, please, at the minute?
My left leg?
Yes, why did
you... Yeah, I was getting that too.
Perfect.
Oh, that's... No, it was my foot. My right toe has been bothering me. My left leg, I don't know.
Why does it make me rub?
Yeah, maybe my knee area.
Okay, that's fine, because I know I want to rub down my leg, down past my knee. So, okay, so if Michelle is picking up on this as well, then no, that's absolutely perfect. And would I be right in saying your knee gets a bit stiff now and again, and it makes like a cracking noise sometimes if you're
not touching
it all the time.
Yes.
See, because he isn't that perfect that he gives it to me and Michelle to talk to us about your legs.
Yeah, and he wants you to celebrate. He's just showing me all kind of celebrations. He wants you to celebrate his passing. That's how he wants you to see him, as in a wonderful place. And he just shows celebration, celebration, celebration. So he's a happy-go-lucky guy. Really upbeat and friendly, and he's coming in quite nicely for Mike. And he's just really, really bright, and he wants you to remember that more than anything. Not the way that he passed, not the suffering. He just wants you to see him really happy. He also makes me aware of two other people that he's with. I believe this to be his mother, and then a gentleman stands to the right side of him. So he's not alone. He is accompanied with family members and definitely not alone. I keep being shown, now I don't know if this relates to him or not, who drives a motorcycle.
Yeah, he always wanted to get a motorcycle. Yeah.
Okay, so see him in spirit world, you know, riding his motorcycle, you know, having fun and, you know, having a great time. And so he never had the motorcycle when he was living, but he has it when he's passed. To see him that way, and I really think it's going to help you.
Yeah, it's very hard. I miss him very much. It's almost unbearable.
Susan, would you understand that when he was here, talking about that motorcycle, he just puts a motorcycle helmet on me, and he says to me, I didn't like them. Would you understand of that?
Not really. I mean, he was more into music. Music really was his love. I know that. So does he mention anything about that? He loved drumming. He was a drummer.
Okay.
I was hoping he was drumming up a storm.
Well, you know, all I need to say to you there, Offie, is that, you know, when he and you are ready, he'll make more communication with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to say to you about drumming up a storm, I know that there is things coming along in your life that's going to change the pattern of the way that you're thinking, okay? Because I know that, you've always been the same, and please don't take this the wrong way. Would I be right in saying to you that you've always been the one that would drum up a storm yourself? Is that right?
Yeah, I guess I'm pretty dramatic, if that's what you mean.
Okay. See, because he says to me that there's lots of things in the planning, okay? There's lots of things in the planning there, Susan. Susan, I know that we want to move on here, okay? You know, you've had a wonderful reading there of myself and Michelle, and, you know, a wonderful way of the spirit world coming forward to give you the love, the comfort, and the upliftment. So please, you know, download.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure he was okay. I said, please, I just need to know you're okay. Give me a sign. And then Michelle told me to tune into you, and I'm just so thrilled, you know.
There we are.
Okay.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so pleased that me and Michelle was able to help you to give you the answers that you're looking for. Simply come over to the archives of Mike Spirit FM in Blog Talk Radio and download a copy of that reading. And then you can listen to it over and over again. So anytime you feel as if you're missing him, then just know it's there and it's available for you. So we'll say thank you very much for calling, Susan.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Blessings, love, and light. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Michelle, I must say, you know, absolutely wonderful way that, you know, isn't it perfect how we can blend our energies together?
I love it. Yeah, it's really great.
Okay, so let's go to another caller. Let's go to Rose. Hi, Rose. Are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Thanks for taking my call.
That's okay, Rose. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
New Jersey.
You know, Michelle, it always surprises me that we go from one end to the next. You know, and it kind of baffles me every time. You know, we can have someone from New York, somebody from Australia, and you know, how far we spread is. It's amazing, isn't it? So, Rose, was there something specific that you called in for, or was it just a reading that you was looking for?
Just a reading, see what kind of changes are coming for me.
Okay, well, I know that me and Michelle will do our best.
Rose, right away I get that you need to go on a vacation. Do you understand that someone's yelling at me in spirit world, tell her to go on the vacation?
Oh, really? I wish.
Yeah, you need to do it. I know you've been thinking about it, contemplating it, wanting to go. Okay, they just told me the funds aren't quite there. Their money could be a little tight. And time, too. Time is an issue. Okay, you have a significant other, is that right?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you're going to get one. Because they're telling me that you're going to go on this vacation with a significant other. It definitely feels like a new relationship. I felt like you were in it now, but that's not the case. It's coming. And that when you meet this person, you're going to go together. And I feel very tropical when I talk, like it's going to be somewhere, maybe Hawaii or somewhere really beautiful. What's the stress at work?
I'm not working. That's the stress.
That's the stress.
That's why I'm calling in, see if there's pain. Because I've been going through really hard times.
I definitely see you getting an occupation. I feel like in an office setting, really large office. I mean, it's huge. A lot of workers, a lot of different employees doing different things, a lot of paperwork, a lot of desks everywhere that I'm seeing in this office building. Definitely like on the second, third floor. Coming up within the next 3 months, I feel very strongly about that. And also, I feel that the money will be more than what you expected. So right now, Spirit's telling me that you're being tested for faith and also for patience. And for trusting in your higher power, your higher self. So, good luck with that.
So you see work coming and a new love. How exciting is that?
I see both. And I want to go back to the year 1999. I keep being shown 1999. Some event occurred in that year. That was a long time ago. So you may not remember in the moment. So just write that down. Something that has to do with it's work related. It's where you made a shift or you made a choice or a change in that year.
Okay. Not sure.
1999.
I've had a work for a while. I've been temping for a while, and I've been temping at the same company for about a year. They keep calling me back, and I absolutely love it there, and it's just like you described it. It's huge office with about 800 employees, and I'm wondering if you think that's the place that's going to hire me.
I do. That's exactly where I placed you. That's exactly what I saw.
So it's the company.
I see you being really happy there. Friends.
Oh, yeah, I love it there, but, you know, I'm happy that they're calling me back. At least I'm working sometimes, but I need a job like everyone else that's steady. And
That's going to be a secure position for you. They're going to lock you in.
Wonderful.
Perfect. So Michelle, is it okay if I join in there now?
Absolutely. It's your turn.
Thanks, Mike.
Because I know I'm aware of, Rose, I don't know if you've got your mum in spirit, but I'm aware of a lady, and I believe that she's your mum, because I know the first thing that she does, bless her heart, she wraps her arms around me. I know that would be like a mother... or a grandmother's love, but I do feel more motherly towards this lady.
Yes.
It makes a connection here to me.
Yes, my mom is in spirit.
Bless her, because I know that she comes forward, and she makes me aware to say to you that when she was in this life, that she was, she didn't want you to fuss around her too much. She was more the one who would want to fuss around you, Rose. And she says to me, you didn't have to look after me, dear. Nobody had to look after me. I was fine. So I know that she makes me aware that she did need a bit of care, but... she was the kind of person who was maybe a little bit too proud to even ask for a bit of help, a bit proud to accept a bit of help. But she says to me, you all done fine. You all done just fine. Do you understand her that?
Yes, my mom wouldn't. She never asked for anything. You would ask her, Mom, what do you want for your birthday? Nothing, nothing. You know, you're absolutely right. You described her 100%, Mike.
Perfect, because I know that's the way that she comes here. And would I be right in saying that, you, Rose, that your mum, bless her heart, lost a little bit of weight before she passes there?
Yes, she did.
because I know that she makes you aware that she had this condition that took its toll upon her towards the end of her life, because I know that I feel I'm losing a little bit of weight. No, I don't know whether that was due to like a cancer or a kind of a cancerous condition there with your mum.
Yes, that's
perfect, because I know
cancer.
Perfect, because I know that she makes me aware my stomach is giving me lots of trouble, and Rose, the way the spirit world works with me, if they make my stomach go funny, I know it's cancer. So I know that that's the way that this lady comes through. So know that your mum is blessed and been with us here today to bring you the information and the knowledge. And she says to me there, just to not go over anything that Michelle has done, because I would never do that, but she says to me, it's coming, and it's coming very fast. And again,
what's
I know that... Sorry?
What's coming?
The thing to do with your security. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's coming, and it's coming very fast, and that's what I'm saying. That's what Michelle touched upon, and that's what I'm saying to your mum, that she's already addressed that today. And she says to me, I have to tell you, it's coming faster than what you think. Now, why would I say that to you there, Rose, that you feel in your life at the minute that you feel as if things are falling apart slowly? Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Because she says to me about that you feel as if things are falling apart one by one, as if people or things are like not sitting right with you at the minute, because I know that it's kind of fallen apart, and I don't mean that to come out wrong, I really don't, but I know that's the way she comes through. And she says to me, you know, you have to be strong, don't let no one beat you, and I don't mean it physically beat you, I mean don't let nobody beat you at you do your best, that's all anybody can ask of you, isn't it?
Yes, and I do, I really do, I'm very strong.
Perfect, because that's exactly what your mum has come to say to me, that you do of your best, and all you can do is your best. And once you do that, then nobody can put you down for that, okay? She says to me that you have to dry up your tears, Rose, okay? Because I know that you're shedding lots of tears at the moment, is that right?
Yes.
Why did she talk to me about losing things? Have you just lost something, or you're searching for something, Rose?
I don't know, I don't... lost something. I'm not really sure what she's referring to.
Okay, she says you've either lost something, or no, I feel as if you've lost something, or you're searching for something. Rose, have you been looking through like drawers or cupboards or something?
No, not really.
That's me, Mike. You're picking up on me, Mike.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I even posted on Facebook, I lost my daughter's spare car keys, so, and I've been looking high and low for them, so that's for me. But I want to mention, Rose, you may not know this, but there is oil in your history and your ancestry and mining. They showed me both oil and mining. Do you know anything about your history?
No.
I know your ancestors are coming through here and they're talking about oil.
No, my grandfather had a distributing business, but before him, I don't really know anything.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, Michelle, you may be picking up on me there, because I know that my family comes from a mining background, but not oil, but coal mining.
Okay.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, the spirit will just jump in at any given time, but you know, Rose, I know that your mum is still with me. See, and this is why I like working with Michelle. You know, it's always fun. It's always, you know, uplifting show. It really is. But, you know, your mum is so pleased to be with you at the moment. And she's so pleased that she's able to make that communication. And she says to me here that, you know, you will go from strength to strength. You need to start believing a little more in yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just going to say the same thing, Mike, because you have a tendency of not feeling like you're valued in your workplace, and she's throwing this at me right now and saying you are so valued and so loved, and they absolutely adore you and love you at your workplace, at the temp agency.
I get that feeling as well, but why won't they hire me? That's an important thing, you know, I need a job.
It is coming. It's
hard, but...
You know, Rose, as me and Michelle have just said, it is coming. It's coming soon. I know by the month of June, things will be so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you call back into the show by June, and I know that your life will have changed so much dramatically, in a sense, I want to say, because I know by June, your life will change for the better.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the beautiful message.
Thank you, Rose. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you again.
Rose, remember, you can always download this show, download a copy of your reading. Simply go to the Blog Talk Radio /MikeSpiritFM and download a copy of today's show, and then you can listen to your reading over and over and over again.
I certainly will do that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rose.
Bye-bye. Now.
Have
Bye.
A great day. Bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
Wasn't she a wonderful energy, Michelle?
Oh, she's beautiful, angelic energy. Really, really beautiful soul.
Most definitely. Well, should we go to our next caller?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Diana. I know Diana is in the UK. Hi, Diana. You're there with us.
Yes, I'm here, Mike.
Hi, Diane. I know that you're calling from the UK, but do you want to let Michelle know where to in the UK you are?
I'm Cambridgeshire.
In Cambridgeshire, wonderful. And what was the reason, Diane, that you called in for?
Well, to be honest, Mike, I'm so unhappy and I don't feel appreciated by nobody and I'm made to feel guilty for things I've done and, you know, and I'm just a bit very low.
Okay. Okay, then me and Michelle will do our very best to make that connection with you and with the spirit world and see what we come out with. Is that okay for you?
Yeah.
Okay, see, and I want to start you, if I can, because I know I've got a gentleman that links you with me. I believe that this gentleman is like either your partner or your dad, and he's a very strong man in this character-wise. He makes me aware that when he passed, he passed with a heart condition because I know I'm having a pain in my chest and it is one big pain and I go home to the spirit world. And this is more your partner, isn't it?
No, it's my dad.
Oh, is it dad? That's fine. See, because I know it's one big pain and home I go to the spirit world. He tells me that he enjoyed his life when he was here with us. He enjoyed everything about his life.
Yeah.
See, and he also makes...
He was a very... very funny man, and he was always joking about, and he was a lovely family man, and he was my dad, and I used to go and talk to him when I had problems and things.
Perfect. Well, you know, Diane, that's the reason why he's coming, because as you said, you used to talk to him when you had problems, and he tells me that that's the reason why he's here with you, because he feels it's his position right now to be around you, to be there with you, to comfort you through this time of your need. He says to me that this has been an ongoing thing for some time. Do you understand of this?
Absolutely, Mike.
And he tells me there that as it's an ongoing thing, he says to me that you do have support from some of your family members over this. There is a few people that you can rely upon. There is a few people that support you, and you still do the old familiar things. What he means by that is, you still get together. You still, the family, some of your family still get together. And like, as I do, as I just mentioned earlier on in the show, that I go to my sister's every Sunday for my Sunday lunch. I believe that's something that you continuously do with some of your family members. And he tells me that he's so pleased that you're still doing some of them old familiar things. And he says to me, those are the people that you can rely upon to bring you comfort and upliftment. But he says to me, it always hits you hard when you go back home alone of an evening time. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. He says to me that your mind works overtime all the time. Is that right? You keep thinking of... See, and he says to me that you've got to stop thinking of the negative things, because if you're thinking of the negative things, then that's what you're portraying in your life. You need to start bringing the positive in, thinking of the positive, and allowing the positiveness to come around your life and around your vibration there.
Mike, do you think that things will get better for me?
You know, I want to say to you, yes, they will get better for you there, Diane, okay? But first things first, you have to start making them better yourself. You have to stop thinking of the negative and allow the positive to come in, as I've just quite rightly said there. And as soon as you can start doing that and not give it... See, you give too much... And please don't take this the wrong way, but you give too much time to people that put you down. You don't give enough time to yourself. Is that right?
Yes. It's right, Mike. I've been put down since I began to walk. I've had it all my life, Mike.
Okay. Well, you know, as I said, let's. I know this may sound a bit strange or whatever, there, but let's wipe the slate clean. Let's start afresh now, okay? And
yeah.
You know, you concentrate on those that helps you and supports you. Those that
yes.
Those that doesn't support you, then don't even think of them as half as much as you do. And I feel that your life starts picking up very, very fast there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michelle, do you want to come in there?
Yeah, Diane. I get a problem with sleep. You're not getting enough sleep, or you're restless. Now, when your dad comes through to me, did he have hearing problems?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, just talking about he was hard of hearing, and he says, though, that you're hard of hearing because you're not listening to him, and he's being very direct with me. He's being very stern, and he says he's always trying to talk to you and tell you and try to uplift you, but he says that you're just not listening to him. So he's right there with you, trying to help you in your life, trying to give you advice, trying to, you know, make plans for you. He arranges things for you, and he says that you're not listening to him. So just know that you have this connection with him. You absolutely do.
Yeah.
And I also want to bring in your mom. Is your mom passed?
No.
Okay. Would this be his mother? Because I have a mom here.
Yes. Yes,
okay. Now, she has a really beautiful energy about her. I know that she was a cheerleader for you in your life. She was very helpful. She was very endearing and very loving. Does that fit her character?
Yes.
Okay, so she's also very, very close with you, along with your dad, and know that they are together. Do you understand Stephanie, the name Stephanie, or S-sounding name?
Yes, I do.
Who is that?
It's a friend of mine.
Okay. You need to spend more time with her, is what they're telling me about stuff about her. You need to spend more time with her. She's good for you.
Yeah.
Easy on the caffeine. I think you're having too much caffeine.
I do drink a lot of tea.
Okay.
Is it Michelle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Michelle, I drink a lot of tea. I have about 20, 30 cups a day. Honestly.
25 cups a day?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. No wonder they're telling me easy on the caffeine. That's a little too much. I know you're English, but that's a little too much. And I absolutely adore your accent, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
You know, 25 cups of tea a day, Diane. You know, I'm with you on that one. And Michelle, I love my tea.
What did you say?
I said, I love my tea. I could probably do 25 cups a day quite easily.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The doctor got on to me and he said that I'm drinking too much. And he said I've got to put it down to 6 cups a day.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So they know about that. I also, Diane, I want to go to your left foot. Something going on with your foot there.
Yeah, it gives me pain, Michelle.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I've got arthritis, and sometimes it plays me up, and I can't hardly walk on it because it's too painful. And then it'll just go off, Michelle, after 2 or 3 days.
Aww.
You know, so I kind of got used to it a bit because I get pains everywhere with this arthritis, you know.
I want to connect you to someone who used a walker that is on the other side. Someone's coming in with using a walker. Coming in on your mom's side, this is Granny. I think I just heard Grandma, Granny, Grandma, and she joined me. She used a walker.
Yeah, so that was my great-great-granny.
Okay. Yeah, she's very, very old. Very old, the way she comes through. And she doesn't have much to say. She just wants you to know that she's here too, so you're completely surrounded by loved ones helping you in your life.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, Michelle, it's just that I help everyone. I'm not singing my own praises, but I do. I help everyone and if I can. And also, I am a fledgling medium, and I was doing well on the spiritual path, and then suddenly it just stopped, and I couldn't seem to get the messages right. And also, I am a healer, you know, so I've been sending my healing.
Oh, bless. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, but I can't seem to... I mean, I've got me a bit depressed because I was doing well with the mediumship, but it seems mm-hmm. to have gone down a bit, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely have that ability, and your dad made that apparent to me right away because he says he constantly is talking to you, but you're not listening. So
yeah,
it isn't the ability hasn't gone away. You just need to quiet your mind.
It's probably because, Michelle, I've got so much to worry about. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, my mother, my sister, everybody. And, you know, I don't sort of get a chance to think for me, you know. I mean, I've got an autistic son I love so much. And, you know, and there's always something going on. And I can't seem to get the time for me, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I'm not getting anything else. I just keep trying with the mediumship, and you have to quiet your mind. Like Mike said, your mind's going and going and going, and that will block your ability to connect. So, but just know that your dad keeps trying to get through to you. It's the
yeah,
first thing he
I
said
will
to me.
Go and listen to him, Michelle. I will.
Uh huh.
I do love him, and you know, and I will try and do that. I've got to stop thinking so negative about everything. It's just I've had such a bad time. I've had a very hard life. I've been through so many things that people wouldn't believe. You know, but I've come out the end of it because I've got strength from somewhere, you know, and I wondered when it was going to end, you know, because it seems to have been going on so long, you know, Michelle, and sometimes I feel like screaming, you know.
Mm-hmm. Don't give up. It'll all get better.
Most definitely, Daniel.
Yeah.
Never ever give up, you know. And you know, there's one thing I've learned about mediumship over the last 20 years. If you have this gift, it'll never go away. Sometimes it will step to one side to allow us to do the things we need to do in our lives. So you know, you concentrate on yourself. This is the spirit's way of giving you time to concentrate on yourself.
Yeah.
And when you do concentrate on yourself, the spirit will come back in there, Diane.
When I was a little girl, my granddad died, and I was at school, in a little school, and my granddad used to talk to me. I could hear him very clearly, and he talked to me a lot for about 2 or 3 years, and then he stopped talking to me, and, you know, Mike, and that's when it started, and
yeah.
I have seen my father since he died. And, you know, I have had things happening, you know, Mike, but, you know, because I used to tell my mum that somebody talked to me and she used to think I needed a psychiatrist when I was a little girl, but I didn't, you know.
Well, Diane, my advice to you is, as I said, that, you know, you concentrate on yourself for a little while. And then you'll find the spirit will just suddenly come back in.
And I have one last message for you, and then we're going to take another caller. But your dad mentions peanuts, and he says whenever you see peanuts, that will remind you of him and let you know that he's close. He must have liked the peanuts.
Yeah. which he did. I'm sorry, Michelle, Mike got bent to negative, you know, and shared all my troubles. I'm really sorry, it's just I'm so down tonight.
That's okay. You know, you're not being negative, far from the word, Diane. You know, obviously things affect our lives, and when they affect our lives, they affect everything about our lives. You know, the spirit world is not bringing any negative through. They just need you to concentrate on yourself, okay?
I love spirit, you know, and I have been sending you healing, Mike, since the show started.
Thank you very
you
much.
Know, so I hope you get the benefit of it.
I'm sure, you know, even as the show is going on, it seems to ease a little bit, you know. So thank you very much, Diane.
Definitely.
You know, Diane, you know, I want to say to you, you put your feet up. You take time for yourself. And we do need to go on. We do need to take another call. So please. No, never be sorry. You know, Diane, we always will have time here for you in Mike Spirit FM. And I'll just say thank you very much for calling in. And
thank
remember,
you,
remember,
you,
download a copy
you.
Of this reading. In the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We say thank you very much.
Okay.
Love and light, Diane. God bless.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye.
Mike.
You know, Michelle, she's a wonderful energy, isn't she?
Yeah. Poor, bless her heart. I'll put her on my prayer list.
Most
I wanted to ask you, so is 25 cups, is that the average in England? Everyone drinks that much, or
you know, Michelle, I'm known as a little teapot here in the UK. I really am, you know. I don't suppose it's the average. You know, Michelle, I'm going to let you into a little secret. Now,
okay.
Obviously, I have family around me, and I like to visit my family because I know, like, if I go to my sister's, I have at least 2 to 3 cups of tea. I go to my mum. The first thing I say to my mum, "Come on in, kettle on," and I may have 2 or 3 cups there. I pop into my friend's house and it's the same. So really, you know, during the course of a day, Michelle, I can get through 25 cups, no problem at all.
Oh, my goodness. How do you get anything done if you're drinking tea all day? I don't know.
Well, you know, Michelle, as you know, I work full-time, so, you know, I'm concentrating hard on that. And then it's to me, I don't drink beer. I drink tea.
Yeah, you're addicted to tea.
I am. I think there is an addiction. But, you know, the sad thing was when I was in America, there was not really, it wasn't tea out there as we know tea. And, you know, I've been going to Norway quite recently, quite a lot. And, you know, I love working in Norway. And, you know, my great friend Brichter, you know, she got lots of different tea, flavored tea. And it doesn't beat the PG tips. I got to be honest, I love the PG tips.
Well, and the cups that you drink are a lot smaller. Here, you have a Starbucks, and it's absolutely huge. And so one Starbucks, a grande, would equal 3 or 4 cups of tea there.
Well, I don't drink maybe cups. I drink mugs of tea. So it's probably maybe... I mean, we got Starbucks here in the UK as well. And maybe a cup and a half of Starbucks would probably equal to... No, sorry, I got that the wrong way around. One Starbucks would probably equal a cup and a half or a mug and a half of tea.
Okay.
Well, I think we need to go to another song, Michelle.
Okay.
And this is another one I've chosen from our recent X Factor winner, who won it at the end of last year, because our X Factor here, it's the winner's song is released over Christmas, sneakily enough to try and get Christmas number one. Unfortunately, this guy did. And he's our recentest winner, and this is Matt Cardle. So let me just press this button, and we'll see what happens.
You say I love you, boy. I know you lie. I trust you all the same. I don't know why. Cause when my back is turned,
on, Michelle. I think I gave you a bit of wrong information there.
I'm sorry, you did what?
I gave you a little bit of wrong information there. That wasn't the recent winner. That was the one before our last winner, Mark Hardle. I think that he sang that song absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It really was, you know, and I do like Matt Cardle, but our recent winner was James Arthur, of course, who sang a song absolutely perfect, I must admit, and maybe we may try and get that on the show a little bit later, but we'll see. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, because I know that we've got a jam-packed line. We have Gillian online with us. Hi, Gillian, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Julian. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
New York. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for, Julian?
I have some questions about my work, current work. It seems to be this woman at my job that she seems to be having some kind of tiff with me. And I guess I kind of know what it is about, but I just wanted to see if that's going to stop soon.
Okay. Okay, well, let me make a connection to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay for you?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay. Okay, I know I've got a lady here with me from the spirit world that joins us, and I know that this lady is quite slight of a build before she passes on to the spirit world. I know that she would have been a lady that I feel that's very much, that would have lost lots of weight before she passed. She's not very tall. She's maybe around the 5'1", 5'2", of her height of when she was here with us. A very much of a motherly kind of a lady, because I know that she just fusses around me. She wants to clear the studio here. She wants me to put things away. And that's the way she would have been. Not that the studio is a mess. Please don't get me wrong. You might have the wrong impression there. But I know that she likes to fuss around and just pot around and do things, because that's the way that her life would have been. She tells me that she would have had to cater for a large family when she was here with us. So do you understand of a lady like this for me?
Yes, I think I know. Yeah, okay. That could be my grandmother.
That's okay, that's fine. Because I know, see, your grandmother, if I said to you that when she lost some weight, you could particularly see this in her face and her hands, because her hands look very slim, because I know that I can see, like, her bones, if I can say that there to you, within her hands before she passes on to the spirit world.
I wasn't around when she passed away, but she was very small before she died.
Okay,
but I knew her.
Okay, well, she just wraps herself up, so, you know, as if she wants to do herself up and you know, keep warm, she keeps telling me. So I know that that's the way she would have been. That's fine. Well, know that your grandmother is here, okay, and she talks to me of this condition that you're saying to me about your work situation. And if I said to you the word jealousy comes in there, do you understand the jealousy bit there?
Yeah, that could be one of the reasons, yeah.
Because would I be right in saying that it's like, moving up the ladder. I don't know whether you've moved up the ladder or somebody else has moved up the ladder.
They asked me to move up the ladder, but it's kind of like I don't want it, because I don't want the discord that comes along with it, you know. I'd rather be at peace and then move up the ladder. And okay. Since they've said that and somebody else got wind of it, it's just been, oh.
See, because I feel that's where this jealousy creeps in, is like, because it's moving up the ladder and the position hasn't been offered to this other person, or...
Right.
Okay, because I feel that's where the jealousy stems from. And I believe that, you know, it's kind of like, if I can suggest, like a, being a bit of a bully. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes. I'm there, yes, I know.
See, I know that you're dealing with it, Julian. I know that you are, okay? And, you're not intimidated at the slightest, do you?
I just stay away from it. She, you know, all the people that they ask me to work with, and she tells them bad stuff about me, so they don't want to be around me anymore and talk to me, and I just let it go. I just said, you know, it's okay. I just let it go. I'm like, it's not worth it.
Because the job position
is not worth it.
Okay, see, because the words I need to say to you there, Julian, is that you're not intimidated by her. You're not fazed by her. Leave her carry on. That's what I want to say to you, because I know that's exactly what you're doing. Leave her carry on, because it's not affecting you. It's not affecting yourself. It's not affecting your family in any way, shape, or form. Do you understand of this?
Right. It's just
pushing me to move on and see what other opportunities are out there for me. I don't like to be in an environment that's just so, you know, just so tense. I'd rather work somewhere where, you know, I'm free to express myself and, you know, and just enjoy my job. So if anything, I'd rather just move on and, you know, leave this place alone. But until then, I'm there.
Yeah, well, and, you know, this lady, your grandmother tells me here, okay, that there's no need to move on. This will fizzle out very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And as it fizzles out very soon, I believe it's like people will see the true colors. And, you know, it's only recently that something like this has happened in my life, that I have finally seen some of these true colors. And now I've been able to move on with it with a clear conscience. And, you know, all guilt has been taken away from me because I've seen their true colors and what they have done. Do you understand that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's something like this that's going to be happening in your life very soon, that you will be able to move on from it. And, you know, it's not going to affect you in any way, shape or form, because everyone will see the genuine, because you are a genuine kind of person, is that right?
Yeah.
See, and if
they hired a lot of unskilled people in the office, and I took the opportunity to train them and show them. And the, you know, this other person had nothing to do with it. They're like, oh, can they hire these nonsensical, stupid people? And I said, well, I have to work with these people, so I'm going to train them. So I took it all my, and they saw that. And they wanted to promote me. And now that she got a win of it, that I'm going to get promoted. Now she's dragging them with her, you know, telling them bad stuff about me and taking them with her. And then so they don't come to me anymore for my help. And, you know, they don't, you know, when I ask them to do something, they don't do it, you know. And I'm just like, you know what, okay, I'm just going to stop. I'm not going to, you know, I don't need a promotion. You know, it's not going to make me a better person.
Yeah.
So I just said, you know, if she wants it, she can have it.
Well, the words that your grandmother tells me, it's their loss, isn't it? If they don't want to speak to you no more, if they don't want to come to you, it's their loss. Because I know that you're very qualified and very capable of doing what you are doing. Okay, and I believe that they will see her true colors very, very soon.
Well, they got me. It's funny, it seems like she has them wrapped around her fingers, you know, because she volunteers to do everything now, you know, like, no, I'll do it, and she has, you know, her ways of, you know, kind of bribing people and so on. But I just, you know, it's just workplace politics, I guess, that I'm not interested in.
Okay, well, you know, I want to say to you, don't rise to it. Don't rise to it, okay? You do what you're doing because I know that you're doing a good job at it. And don't let nobody else put you down for that.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to hop in here. I get a lot of gossip and backstabbing. I really hate to use that term and that phrase, but
no,
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay, and I also got the lesson in it for you is, I know you want to step back and just stay out of it, but the lesson is actually to assert yourself, because there's a feeling of being able to do whatever they want and there's no consequence or there's no reaction from you. So I know you have it in you to assert yourself a little bit more, but I think the I want to stay out of it is just a cover-up of covering up the pain that you really feel. And I think that if you voice your opinion, you're going to feel much better, because you don't like not voicing yourself. And that's what I'm being told in Spirit World, that that's the lesson in this. And I absolutely agree with Mike that it will fizzle out, but I do think it's going to get worse before it gets better, before it fizzles out. I see it totally clear in 3 months. I also want to mention dental. You need dental work. I heard crown or something on the left side of your mouth.
Hmm. Interesting. I just went to the dentist and they have perfect teeth. So.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you?
I said I went to the dentist and I have perfect teeth.
When did you go to the dentist?
Maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, well, that's why I'm picking up on dentist. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't
my boss, maybe. He has on the left side of his mouth, I think he needs a crown.
Oh, he needs a crown on the left side of his mouth. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. I mean, when you call us, you get messages for everybody.
All Okay, let's move on there. Julian, thank you very much for calling in. Okay. I know that there's a wonderful energy around you. Remember, take on board of what we've said. Please do not allow this person to affect you in any way, shape, or form. You have a wonderful energy with you. You have a wonderful work commitment. I know that you're very talented at what you do. Okay, please take on board that. And you know, there's a saying that I always use. Excuse me. What goes around comes around. Okay. And I know that you know, karma's got a wonderful way of showing itself, isn't it? Okay. And I know that things will turn around very, very soon there for you. Okay. So, Julian, let me leave that there with you. I'll say thank you very much for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
bye now.
Thanks for calling in. Love and light.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines again there, Michelle, and let's go to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Are you there with us?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm from Florida.
From Florida. Wonderful. And
another call from Florida.
Yes, isn't it perfect?
We heard it was 85.
Yeah, it is quite warm today.
How can we help you today?
I just want to know if you guys have any messages from Spirit for me.
Okay.
Just give us a minute.
Thank you.
Okay. Lisa, I do want to link you there with a gentleman in the spirit world that comes through to me, first of all. I know that this gentleman makes me aware that towards the end of his life that he found it very difficult to get around. I know that he's a gentleman that would have carried a bit of weight with him before he passed. He does show me himself as like as if he likes to be at his best. He likes to look his best if he ever went anywhere because he seems to wear like a shirt, trousers. I'm not saying a tie, but a jacket. And he likes to look his best because he says to me about his appearance, he would have liked to look his best when he was here with us. He does make me aware that he would have liked to be out and about, okay, but the end of his life, he tells me, was very difficult and he wasn't able to do the things that he would have loved to do. He says to me he had to take things easy, okay, he would have had to maybe not go places as much as he would have liked to. Because physically he wasn't able to. I believe this is someone that links up on your dad's side, and this is, I believe, is your granddad, as he makes a connection, Elisa. Do you understand of him?
Yes.
Seeing as I've got your granddad here, he does make me aware to say to you that, you know, when he passed, it's almost like as if it was a long, drawn-out passing as he went home to the spirit world. He says to me that he feels as if he was pulled and pushed around. Now, that suggests to me that he would have been either in a hospital or he was taken care of. Do you understand this with your granddad?
Yeah.
See, as he makes the connections here, he says to me that, you know, why are you pulling back? Do you understand in your life that you feel as if you're pulling back from something at the moment?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, as if you've always done something, and recently you're pulling away from it. Okay, so if you've always gone somewhere, you're not going there anymore. If you always would have done something, you're not doing it no more.
Okay, I'll just keep that in mind. I'm not really relating, but I'm sure it means something.
Okay, see, because of what he tells me is that you're normally a strong kind of a person in your character-wise. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. And something is bothering you of late. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Something is bothering me lately.
So you're pulling away from that something. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. See, because that's what he tells me, that you're pulling away from something. And he says to me, why are you pulling away? Because it's not your fault. It's not your doing. If others want to be the way they are, then that's up to them. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do.
Excuse me. Now, I know I want to say to you as well there that, I don't know, but did your granddad have a bit of a beard and a little bit of a moustache there? Because I know I want to just rub my fingers around my face as if I've got a beard and I haven't, but that's what I want. That's what I'm doing. I'm rubbing my fingers around my face, as if I've got this bit of beard and mustache there. Would that be right there with him towards his life?
Yeah.
Okay, because he says to me that he couldn't get his arms up to shave it properly, and you were about to rely upon someone else to shave him, and he didn't like this on his face. He says to me, "Do you understand of that?"
Yeah.
Okay. And what I'm right in saying there to you that I don't know if it was you that would have given him the shave, or it was somebody close to you, but do you understand that of someone who would have shaved him?
Yeah.
Because he needs to concentrate his energies on the one who would have shaved him. So that's somebody else, is it?
Yeah, probably my grandmother.
Your grandmother's in the spirit world now with him, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, see, that tells me that your grandmother's making a connection here as well. And
okay.
What I do right in saying to you, that your grandmother passed very quick, is that right?
Yeah.
Then I've got your grandmother comes in very quickly here, and that suggests to me that's how she passed, very suddenly, very quick home to the spirit world. Now, with your grandma, would I be right in saying to you that she was like everyone's friend?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And see, this is the way that you are, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because as she says to me that you're like everyone's friend.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. It's like destroying you in some way, knowing that you're having to pull away from something. Because
well,
no matter
I met someone recently, like a guy, and we hit it off, and then I had to pull away from him.
Ah, okay. So
and it's I've been really struggling with that emotionally. It's been really hard because I still really have feelings for him, but it's not, I would like to be with him still, but I just don't understand what's going on, you know?
Okay.
It's been painful.
See, because that's what they talk about pulling away from something, and you're normally stronger than this, okay? So, that fits absolutely perfect, doesn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
If I said to you that you've been giving that a lot of thought lately, have I done the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Should I be back with him? Shouldn't I be with him? Do you understand this?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And there has been communication with him, hasn't it?
None. It's just been no communication with him.
Okay.
He's not communicating with me at all.
Okay, well, I know, Lisa, that I want to say that there's communication, okay? So that tells me that there will be communication with him, okay? There will be some kind of, I'm not saying getting back together, but there will be lots of talking going on, okay? He's the kind of guy, he's had lots of bother in his life, haven't he, in the past?
Yeah, well, right now he has a situation where he's basically taking care of somebody who's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like somebody who's on drugs.
Okay. See, because I know that there's lots going on in his mind. There's lots going on in his life. And really, what I'm saying to you is that he could do a bit more support from those that's closest to him. So it's more down to you to do the chasing, not him. Do you understand this?
What do you mean the cheating?
No. Chasing. Chasing.
I did chase him. I chased him a lot, and he rejected me so many times that I just said, forget it,
Okay.
I can't take it anymore. You have to respond. You have to call me back. You have to text me. You have to make an effort. I'm not going to, chase you and chase you and chase you and chase you. It's got to be 50-50,
Of course, and I totally agree with you. I really do. But, of what I'm being told is, that all his energy is concentrated on looking after someone at the moment, okay?
Yeah.
And because I know that he's the kind of guy that when he commits to something, he'll commit 100%, and he's committed to helping this one person at the moment. And then when that's done, then, I believe that you would have a good man that would stand by the side of you, okay? And I know, I'm not saying that all men are bad, but, He is a good man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a great guy. I just I can't take it anymore. I can't take the rejection.
Okay. See, and again, you know, I know it's difficult, but, you know, it's one of them things where time will tell, and time is the greatest healer of all, but it's difficult waiting for that healing process, isn't it? Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Just know that your grandparents are with you, supporting you over this, trying to give you their best help and their advice over this, and they will do their utmost best. To be there with you, okay? But I know I want to say that you know, if we can, just be a bit reserved, okay? Just hold off for a little while, which is what you've done at the minute. I know that, and just maybe let him know that you're there, when he's ready. Because as I said, he's committed 100% to what he is doing, right
yeah.
now. With this other person there, okay?
Lisa, I want to ask you, who do you have a child around you, or are you a mother?
No, I don't have any children.
Okay, may I ask what your age is?
I'm 41.
Okay. I need to find out why I'm seeing a child around you. I see you feeding, like spoon-feeding a small child, maybe 6 months, 8 months old, a little girl.
Oh, wow. Maybe I'm going to have a baby. I don't know.
I mean, it's possible. I'm clearly seeing you spoon feeding this child, but I'm not making that connection. I don't know why I'm seeing that.
Okay.
And then, do you understand the J name or James, J sounding name?
I have a friend that's named Jamie.
Is this a female friend?
No, it's a male.
Okay, does he have the child? I just need to place this child.
No, he doesn't have a child.
Okay. Let me see here. Just give me 1 second here.
Sure.
You know, the whole time that Mike was talking, who has the drinking problem? Is that the friend he's taking care of, or is that him?
Yes. The guy that he is taking care of has a drinking problem, yes.
Okay, and
drugs.
He has health issues along with those drinking problems, right?
I don't know, because I've never met the guy, and he hasn't really told me that much about the guy, but... He's probably he's 38 years old. I don't know how his health is.
I get a problem with his liver, and so I know that it's a significant drinking problem. Now,
okay.
I don't feel that this is going to be a relationship.
Okay.
And I don't feel that he's good for you in a lot of ways. So I know Mike was saying he's a good guy and he's very committed and loyal, but I don't feel like he's for you, and I don't feel that he's committed to the wrong cause. Like, that's wonderful to help a friend, but he's not committed to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I just keep hearing in spirit world, not good, not good, not good. So, you know, I would do the best that you can to just move away from this relationship and move on. I really would.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. And stay strong. Stay strong. And don't look back.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Now,
this child
I
don't want to say that you're going to have a child, because I'm just not sure why I'm seeing you spoon-feeding this child. It's a little girl. And so, you know, it's a possibility that you still could have a child. I just don't know 100%.
Okay,
that's all I have for you.
Okay, perfect,
okay.
Michelle.
Thank you, Lisa,
for calling in. Please download a copy of that reading in the archives and listen back over to it. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lisa.
Thank
bye
you,
now.
Lisa.
Bye.
Take care.
I will, thank you.
Again, Michelle, another beautiful energy, isn't it?
Yeah, bless her heart. I just hope that she can stay strong and move on and find someone that will be committed to her, because she deserves that.
Of course, you know, and you know, every time it, you know, it brings me back to me, you know, before Kerry, you know, I always thought that, you know, that there was nobody ever going to be in my life, you know, and then all of a sudden, without you realizing, there is somebody.
It just happens. Yeah,
before,
it happens so fast.
And it's always when it's least expected, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, I hope Lisa takes on board that advice, and I'm sure that, you know.
I think she will. I mean, as soon as I said it, I really felt her strength as soon as I said that, and she knew it to be true. She knows it in her heart.
Definitely. Okay, well, I'm going to play another song for you here, okay?
Okay.
And now, I know that our listeners would have remembered going back, because yesterday we done our very first road show here in the UK, you know, the Mike Spirit FM road show. And another host, me and Nick Humphreys, done this roadshow yesterday, and, you know, a big success, it really was. And me and Nick Humphreys, and the reason why I'm saying this to you, Michelle, because when I came back from Florida, I came back with a cold. As I said, you know, I did catch an aeroplane, so that would probably suggest why. But then Nick went on to this theme, I went on to his show, who had the sexiest voice. Obviously, at that time, Michelle, you know, my voice wasn't the best. It was groggy and it was horrible. And but anyway, you know, the cold disappeared, Michelle, and I went
on
down. And then he says, "Okay, who has the sexiest laugh?" So, well, naturally, I won that one as well.
Oh my goodness!
He decides. And we've had some fun. We really have. He decides to have a sing-off. And so I'm starting to cringe now because I can't sing, Michelle. It sounds dreadful. So another host that we used to have on Mike Spirit FM was, you know, give me a little bit of a tips because he has a fantastic voice, he really does. And I ended up singing Sweet Caroline. I mean, obviously you
oh,
know.
I love that song.
And I practiced and Michelle, I practiced till my heart until I had no voice box left. But I sang that song for a Christmas special. So right here, Mike Spirit FM. And when Nick came down to the studio here, he says to me, I says to him, "What song are you going to sing in?" "Oh, I don't know, Dreaming of a White Christmas, something like that." And I looked at him, I said, "What do you mean, something like that?" He said, "Oh, I'll just knock something together." I said, "Well, I've been practicing for months. What's going on?" He said, "Ah, I used to be a lead singer of two bands."
Oh, my God.
So in utter disappointment, my face hits the floor. I'm deciding, oh, I think I need to pull this show because, I'm not going to, it's going to be dreadful, you know, he's going to come up with this booming, wonderful voice and I'm going to be there like a cat being strangled.
Oh, so, my gosh, I can so relate to that.
Well, you know, Michelle, surprisingly enough to me, I won. Because he
I'm
forgot,
not surprised.
He forgot the words.
Oh, my goodness.
So I won by default. Yes, he probably did have the better voice, but I won by default because he forgot the words, and the vote didn't come in from a lot of previous guests, a lot of the people, our listeners, the chat room listeners. So I decided the week after to sing a winner's song, and this is the song that I chose to sing. And again, it's a very popular song, and I'm sure as soon as I press this button, you're going to know it. And I sang it live on air. How silly of me, but I've done it. So
oh, my goodness.
Let's press this button and see what happens.
Okay.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain.
Another beautiful song here, Michelle, isn't it?
Oh, hey, Mike. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. You sing that song?
Well, I did sing it.
Goodness. Do you have it? I want to hear you sing that.
No, I actually have got it on recording, and everybody wants me to sing it in the chat room, because they're going quite nuts in there, actually.
Wow.
It wasn't me singing it on my own. I was singing it along with Enrique Iglesias.
Okay.
I've done this competition, and you know, I know I've got Kerry in the studio tonight going to me, go on, press it, play it, but you know, we've got such a big long caller list, you know, I don't think we would have time to press that. I mean, we've only got literally 14 minutes left of the show, and you know, I wanted to go through so much with you, Michelle, about yourself, because I'm so excited to have you back on the show. I really am. You know, you've given wonderful readings here tonight. You really have.
Thank you. You too.
You know, it's I'm so excited about the BTVN. I really am. You know, it starts March the 27th, doesn't it?
Uh huh. Yeah.
And so if we all go over to Facebook, over to Psychic Medium Michelle. That's where we'll be able to give that information of how we can get onto that. Is that right?
Yeah, Psychic Medium Michelle, just send me a friend request and we'll give you information about that.
Okay, well, make sure that you send the information to me as well, and you know, I can truly advertise as much as I can right here, because you know, anything that you do, Michelle, you know, I'm right behind you every step of the way, because
and same here, vice versa.
Thank you. Well, I know that you have a wonderful connection to the spirit world. And again, you know, that you work from your heart, which is more important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm in it for helping people. That's the only reason I'm in this business, is to help people along their path, along their journey.
You know, and it's so nice to hear that, Michelle, because that's the only reason why I do it as well, you know. In the mm-hmm. initial beginning, I only done it to help someone out because they didn't want to do it on their own. So I'll just fill in, I'll just help you out. And then, you know, one thing led to another. Within 3 months, I was working on my own, and I was at the amazement. I mean, you picture the scene, 17 years mm-hmm. of age, standing in mm-hmm. front of an audience of like 200-300 people.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, you definitely have a really uncanny ability to connect with spirit. I mean, I can't understand how people who don't believe this is true can listen to you and still not believe it. I mean, if I was skeptic, I would completely turn my belief system around just by hearing one of your readings.
Well, you know, Michelle, saying that, you know, as I said last night and all day yesterday, actually, we was at the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow, which I'm really looking forward to the next one, because the next one's going to be live in Norway. I know that we've got a wonderful friend from Norway, Brichter, in the chat room, and hi to Brichter, and hi to all my Norwegian listeners, and, you know, it's a pleasure to have every one of them in here. But I know that this thing is going to be going on in Norway. I know that Kerry will be working with me as well out there.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be it's going to be an all-day psychic fair, it's going to be a demonstration. I know that we're going to be doing lots more than just the one day. You know, we're going to be over in Knarvik then, which is in Norway, obviously, and we're going to be doing lots more work there in Brichter's retreat place there, you know, which is absolutely wonderful. You know, she's really come along far since mm-hmm. the first visit. You know, it's mm-hmm. it surprises me how much the spirit will make us grow, you know. And it's the same mm-hmm. with yourself, Michelle, you know, that from being you know, because we've connected 3-4 years ago,
uh-huh.
and, you know, to see how far you've come along, you know, I really take my hat off. If I wore a hat, I would take it off and say to you, well done and congratulations. And I hope
Thank you. You
know, you will go from strength to strength, because I know that the spirit will always support you and work alongside you every step of the mm-hmm. way. You know, you have a wonderful energy. I love blending our energies together as one, because, you know, mm-hmm. as it's been quite clear and quite apparent tonight to everyone that's listened to the show and called into the show, you know, the spirit will just work with the two of us.
And
you know, we are miles and miles and miles apart. You know, you're all the way in the USA, in California, and I'm all the way in the uh-huh. UK. But doesn't that demonstrate that there's no limits in
energy? It's all energy.
Of course,
and there's no time or space.
Of course not. Well, I was doing a TV interview yesterday at the roadshow. there was a camera that turned up, and quite out of the blue, in fact. And Kerry, bless her heart, came up to me and said, you need to come with me. There's somebody's coming to see you.
So
I follows Kerry, and we goes upstairs, and I'm thinking, oh, hello. But there in front of me, there was three men stood there with a TV camera saying, can we interview you? And I was like, well, yes, of course you can. And it was a pleasure to do that TV interview. And, you know, it just never ceases to amaze me of how far the spirit wants to take us, isn't it?
Yeah, it just seems like spirit world really does support the mediums in the world. There's some kind of a evolutionary shift taking place where we're here to educate people, you know, the true reality of death, that there is no such thing as death, and death is an illusion, and our loved ones are always here with us, and when we pass, we will be watching over those that we left behind.
Definitely, you know, to me, when we pass, we simply go to the next doorway of life, you know. It's a, mm-hmm. a transformation, isn't it? You know, and we are, mm-hmm. as you quite rightly say, energy, and that energy blends perfect with this energy, because the people in the spirit world was just a little while ago here in this dimension with us. And I believe
that
the dimension just changes to mm-hmm. just manifest another form, and it's wonderful, isn't it, how you know, all this can blend together. And, you know, just picking up a little bit of what you said about, you know, if you were a skeptic and you came to see me, you know, there was quite a few skeptics came to see me yesterday on a private one-to-one mm-hmm. session, because I said
for
the day we had a psychic fair. And I remember sat there thinking, why have I got all the skeptics? Because you know, sometimes it's a bit hard, you know, to connect with somebody when they've got their arms folded and their face is down and can't get nothing off.
Oh, it's so difficult. But,
you know, when you break through that barrier, you know, nothing pleases me more than sitting there and, you know, a beautiful energy comes in and you're able to work with someone. And, you know, this, I will mention this one person. I'm not going to mention his name, but he was a wheelchair user. And he came to the venue, and you know, he wheeled himself up to my table and placed himself there. And I said, "Hi, sir. You've come for a reading." He said, "Yes, I have." He said, and I said, "Have you ever had a reading before?" He said, no, never." I said, "Excuse me." I said, "So are you a skeptic?" He said, "Yeah, yes. I'm here for you to prove to me that there's something there." And I said, "Well, you know, that's one thing I can't guarantee is to prove anything. All I do is basically imagine the spirit world, this world, and the in-between bit, and all I can do is offer myself as a service to them and allow the spirit to come close." And he said, "Okay, let's give it a go." And you know, within seconds, Michelle, a beautiful energy of his mum and dad that came through.
Oh, my goodness.
And by the end of the reading, you know, he shook my hand. He was. He was crying and he shook my hand and he said, and you know, he kept referring to me as Mr. Davis. And I said, "You know, please, Mike, you know, you don't have to call me Mr. Davis. I'm no different to anybody else." And, you know, all my job is to do is to bring that evidence that there is life after death.
Right, right.
And, you know, yesterday was absolutely perfect because there were several people, as I said, that came to see me. They were skeptical coming to me. I'm sure that as they left, that they left with something and took something from that evidence and the information I give to them, which always pleases me and brings me so much joy. It really does.
Right. All it takes is one really big piece of evidence and you've changed somebody's life forever.
Of course. Of course. You know, and isn't that perfect when that happens? You know, and that's all we need to do is to just to give that one bit of evidence, that one bit of communication. And, you know, it's the rest speaks volumes.
Right.
And just same as our callers tonight, you know, they've had some wonderful evidence, not just off me, off yourself as well. You know, I take nothing away from you, Michelle. You're absolutely fantastic at what you do.
Oh, thank you.
And no wonder why that you are a part of the... I'm probably voted within the top three. I think you come, wasn't it, Michelle? Best American.
I think I was voted six.
Six. Was this? Well, you should have been in top three. I will be honest with you.
Oh, thank you.
But you know, Michelle, you are a wonderful energy, a wonderful coworker. But not just a wonderful energy and a coworker. Someone that I can honestly turn around and say, I certainly have a friend in California, and somebody that I enjoy working with. So, you know, a big, massive thank you to you for coming on to the show today. Now, isn't it surprising how fast 2 hours goes?
I'm shocked. I know. It just flew by.
You know, I did have lots more music lined up. I really did. And we haven't had a chance to play them.
Wow. Well, maybe next time. I'd love to come on again.
Well, you know, the pleasure will be all mine to have you on again. I'm sure that everyone of our listeners will welcome the news when I announce that... Michelle Fletcher will be coming back on the show because, you know, I absolutely adore your energy. So let's talk about your website again. It's
www.mysticshift.com.
And on there they can see how they can obtain a private one-to-one session with you. I know that you do lots of work there in California. You do lots of group readings.
Yeah, I do large group demonstrations where lots of people will come out and I'll give messages. And all that information is on my website. I also do home gallery events, so I'll come to your home and read family and friends.
Okay. That's wonderful. And on that website, they can obtain information about you, like where you started, how you started, and where you are today, and maybe what's to come as well. Is that up on that website as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So I want to ask you, Mike, when is your book coming out? Spirit World is telling me that you're going to have a book.
Well, you know, Michelle, it's quite funny you're asking me about the book, actually, because You know, I've started writing a book. I really have. And that was started maybe about 2 years ago. And unfortunately, you know, I'm unable to do it myself. I really am. You know, my if I had to write a book myself, Michelle, it probably would consist of 2 pages. I was 17 and now I'm 37, you know, and that would be about it, you know, with big letters as well. but I need someone that's going to write this book for me and put it in the way.
Right, you need to find a ghostwriter.
Yes, most definitely, you know, and I'm sure when the time is right, the ghostwriter will come involved. You know, there is about 12 pages done so far, but I know there needs a lot more than 12 pages, it really does, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been working on my book for 5 years, and it just never seems to get done. It's a labor of love for sure. But, you know, it's a great gift to offer clients and fans because they really do want to know your life story. They want to know how it started, when you realized that you had an ability. You know, they want to know all those details. So it's a gift to, you know, the ones who follow my work.
Well, you know, Michelle, again, you know, it's just dawned upon me of that question when my book is coming out. I am going into a magazine which goes out all over the world very, very soon, and I will be posting that link all over my Facebook of when it does come out. It's called Faith and Fortune Magazine, and that's the story of when, you know, as you know, my story of when I got stabbed, which I'm not going to go into because I'm not, you know, I'm being told I'm not allowed. All that's going to be in that article of how it started from there. So maybe the book will come from there. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Let me know when you're in the magazine. I'd love to read it.
No problem. I will do. Well, Michelle, I know that our time has ended. We've literally got seconds left. I want to thank you dearly from the bottom of my heart to say thank you for coming on to the show. You've given some wonderful information, wonderful readings.
Thank you. I look
forward to having you back, and I will apologize to all the people that's been online. Michelle, would you believe we had at least another 22 callers to get through, and they were still coming in very thick and fast. I do apologize to everyone that called in, but you know the popularity of the show. You need to call in early, and we'll get you as soon as we can. But mysticshift.com, that's Michelle. I'm Mike Davis, Medium. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Good night, Mike. Thank you.
Good night, Michelle.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.